discovered something this week that I guess I should have known this, but I just didn't know it at all, which is, well, you know this, but like, I guess I've had like a seasonal allergies or something, but I have had no voice for like the past 4 days, and my voice just sounds like a frog. So like yesterday we were supposed to record and you were like, let's wait another day. But the thing I've discovered is, you know, like when you're texting somebody on an iPhone and you like, you can like hit the little microphone and you can just talk into it and it'll record all your texts like Potsy does.
Yeah.
You can whisper. Really? And it does it perfectly.
Oh, wow.
And that technology just completely blows me away.
That's cool. Have you ever, do you all have an Alexa at home?
No.
Well, it's really cool. You have whisper mode with Alexa. So if you whisper to her, she'll whisper back. It's awesome. Just like,
wow. So that she doesn't wake the house up.
Right. Or, you know, I don't know. It just like, if you're checking on a package that you ordered for someone and like, hey, where's my package? Like, yeah, it's on the way or like, whatever. It's really
Alexa,
cool.
Don't give it away.
Yeah.
But like, cause I got to a point, it was like, this was 2 days ago where like just talking was so frustrating and painful. It was like, it was frustrating cause I sounded ridiculous. Mm. And also it was just like, it just hurt my throat. And so I was texting Kristen Levesey and like, I hit the little mic to say, and I was like, hey Kristen, I need you to get this thing for Thomas. And it just like perfectly, and I was like, how does it do that?
That's amazing.
I felt like it was even better than when I normally talk into the text message thing, which.
The way it spells Christy sometimes.
Oh,
it's
gosh.
Like, don't you know that's who I'm talking about?
It's so dumb because it's like, I have every single time I have to text my wife like that or text about my wife, you know, and speak into Siri like that. Like it spells it wrong and I have to go in and hand correct it.
Right.
And you would think that she would learn.
Right.
Like she never learns anything.
No, Siri is, she's not that awesome. I mean, it's amazing that that's where technology is, but still I'm like, yeesh.
Well, so Thomas and I, we have one of the pastors that we work with, Potsy, who some of you have heard about on here before. So a lot of you know really well. He does not text except by Siri.
Right. Also doesn't keep any of his texts.
He deletes every text thread after he's done it.
Right.
Because you had sent him a picture of something. He was like, oh, I think Thomas texted me a picture of that. Let me see if I can pull it up. And I just started shaking my head no. I was like, you're not going to have it.
Not at all.
And he was like, oh, yeah, I deleted it.
Everything. It's amazing. I have text threads from a year and a half ago.
Oh, well, that's the thing. It's like there's so much disk space on the phone. You just keep everything.
Right.
And I don't know why he deletes all the threads, but they just all get deleted.
Right.
Well, do you ever do the opposite thing where you like record a voice message into a text thread? Do you
only
do some
to,
of that?
Only to Rob Logan.
What?
Yeah, he's the only person I send voice texts to. For some reason, we don't even really text each other. It's really funny.
You just send little voice memos back and forth?
Yeah, we just send little voice memos. And somehow he knows how to save them and I don't. I don't know how.
There's a keep button.
I don't ever.
So like when you hit play on it and it starts playing it, then as soon as you do that, there's a little blue, the word keep in blue, and you can keep them.
Oh. Well, anyways. he's the only person I ever voice text. I just.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, man. What's up? I don't know. Trying to think of what else.
So I love getting voice texts from Austin White just because they're just so ridiculous. And I keep every single one. And then when I'm in a text thread with him and Bill Reeser and like, and literally if Austin sends a voice text, sometimes Bill will just send a voice text of himself laughing. It's just like the laugh. That's
yeah,
the only
Bill's
thing
got
that's
a
in the thing.
Great laugh.
He does.
It's amazing.
Welcome to Ancient and New. We're glad you're here with us. We are going to talk about the Bible. And it's after Easter now. So are you?
Hello. Okay.
Good.
That's going to be such a weird blip in there.
Thomas was just staring at the recording session, squinting and just wondering if it was working. But you don't have your glasses on.
I guess that's a joke at this point, isn't it? Yeah, I don't have the glasses.
Yeah, you wear contacts. Thomas and I are both going to talk about one verse today. And this comes from the book of Galatians in chapter 3, where the Apostle Paul says, "For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ." And I've been reading through the book of Galatians and again, and this verse kind of pulled the e-brake for me, and I just thought about it for a long time, just because I think that even if you're a person that doesn't really care what about your style or what you're wearing or anything like that, like one of the most deliberate acts in every single person's day is getting dressed.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't care what you're wearing. I think the exception to that would be my son, Jack, who just like, he'll just wear the same clothes for like 3 days until we're like, hey, take a shower.
Yeah.
And then after you get out of the shower, put on different clothes.
That's going to be one of the side effects of baseball. Positive side effects.
Yeah. You have to shower.
Hey man, you are pig pen right now. You must shower. You're stained.
Yeah,
dirt.
Yesterday they had him sliding, so it was like, hey, you're covered in red clay.
Yeah.
You must bathe. Right. Yeah, but like, that's one of the most deliberate acts of your day is to put on clothes. And like, some people, they think about it a lot. Like my daughter Anna, like, is very deliberate about what she wears. She has a very specific style, which is, this to me is hilarious. She dresses the way girls dressed when I was in high school.
Oh, okay.
Like late 90s.
Is that the thing right now?
Yes, apparently. Like one of the trending shows on Netflix is Dawson's Creek.
Oh.
And like and teenage girls, apparently this is the way they're dressing, like just really nondescript shapes of like real big jeans, big sweatshirts, just like
yeah.
Like yesterday Anna wore overalls and the biggest t-shirt in the house over the overalls. And like these Fila sneakers that were like definitely from the 90s.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's amazing.
Like she's very deliberate about it, but you know, and Paul says that, like, I guess this maybe betrays the kind of learner I am or something like that. But like statements like this really, they really affect me. Like it really helps me to think about what he's trying to say. He says, all of you have been baptized into Christ, have been clothed with Christ. And like that's a really helpful image to me of like, I'm putting on Jesus. Like I'm going to wear Jesus. Like there's me. And then on the outside of me is my clothes. And it's like, if you're really far away from me, the first thing you're going to see is not my facial expression. You're going to see the general feel of the outfit I'm wearing.
Yeah.
The colors, the shape, all that kind of stuff. And it's like, if I'm wearing a hat, if I'm wearing a coat, if I'm not, you know, all those things. And it's the idea that like the first thing that someone would appreciate about me is like things that are of Jesus. And that was a very attractive concept to me.
Yeah, that's a cool thought. I mean, I think when I first read this, I had the idea of deliberately putting on clothes yourselves. And that doesn't feel necessarily like, it's not, you know, I think the metaphor I was going to make was the idea that this is something kind of every day you've got to, you know, you lay out your outfit, you put it on, you think about it. And this is, I mean, Paul is saying like, hey, when you were baptized, like when you started following Jesus, what, like, then it happened for you. Like it is a thing now. That is the outfit you are possessing, you're wearing it. It might as well be stitched to your skin at this point. And I do think about that a little differently. And I find myself thinking like, you know, a lot of times you can tell what I'm doing in a given day based on what I'm wearing. Like,
oh, that's a good call.
Yeah. Like, you know, a few weeks ago I came to our Young Life team meeting and I had Carhartt pants on. Right. And like,
honest,
it just, in all honesty, I didn't have anything else clean and they were just there. But when I walked in, you and Devo both said, you've been doing some yard work today.
Right.
And it's because that's what I wear when I do yard work. That's just what,
right.
You know, when you go to a store, you can tell, you know, if you're eating at a restaurant, you can tell someone's job a lot of times what they're wearing. If they've got a, you know, a City of Oak Ridge shirt on and jeans and boots, it's like, okay, you're doing something for the city. whatever it is, I can tell.
I mean, the way you're dressing this week during the day is completely different than the way you dressed last week during the day.
Yes, because I don't have to wear...
Like, you wore an Oxford shirt every single day, like a full button-down shirt, tucked in, slacks, dress shoes, dress socks. Today, you're just wearing Vans and shorts and your favorite, most comfy sweatshirt.
Right. That's exactly right.
So, it's your pastor uniform.
Right, right. It's my pastor uniform. And my hair's soaking wet, and it's down to my shoulders. And, ugh. But anyways, I'm trying to remember... where I was going.
Sorry, you were saying like you can tell what somebody's day is going to be or what they're doing by the way that they're dressed.
Yes. And the cool thing about this is I'm taking out the idea that I am having to pick that outfit out every day because it has been dawned on me. Now there's a way I can represent it. There's a way I can rock it from here on out, you know? Like I may not be pressing and folding and laundering that in the way that Paul's presenting this one in particular. Like, this is how you are clothed now that you are with Jesus. But there's a way that I can wear that. There's a way that I can represent that the rest of my days, you know? Does that make sense where I'm going with that?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's like a, you know, when I started thinking about this, I started thinking about like, okay, so what are some things that are Jesus-y? You know, and I just thought about the intentionality of thinking Jesus, like there's a place in 1 Timothy chapter 1 where Paul says that Jesus demonstrates boundless patience. And I love that word so much because it literally is the Greek word for boundary and then with the letter A in front of it, which negates it, like tonal and atonal, typical and atypical. And so it just is the word boundary with the A that totally negates it. And he's just saying like Jesus is patience has zero boundaries. Like he just is so unbelievably patient. And so there's like I was thinking about that, just like it's one of my favorite things about Jesus. So what if I wore that with people? Like what if, and then I just thought about like, I thought about the act of putting on a sweatshirt, which is funny because you're wearing a big comfy sweatshirt. But like when you put on a big comfy sweatshirt, it's just like, you pull it over your head and you put your arms through the arms and then you just like pull it over you. And it's like, it's a deliberate, intentional act. And like to think like today, and you're right. I have been donned with Christ. He uses a passive voice. Like all of you have been baptized in Christ, have been clothed with Christ. That's a passive thing. And yet for me to be aware of it and to bring some intentionality into my day with that. Like I've been donned with the clothes of Christ. So I'm going to wear patience a little bit more today. Or like, just like, you know how like with certain people you meet, you see certain aspects of the Jesus clothes more in them than you do, like even in yourself. Like, it's like when you're around a guy like Tom Jobe, it's like the passion for outreach that is in Jesus, like that's just in him more than it is in most people, you know? And it's like, okay, well, when I was thinking about that, I was just thinking about like lacing up shoes, like maybe because of that place in Isaiah that talks about how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. And it's just like, I want to lace my shoes up tight and I want to have that almost reckless passion of Jesus for souls, you know? And like, anyway, I was just thinking about different things about Jesus and different, like putting on clothes and just like, I have been donned with Christ. I've been baptized into Christ and I have been donned with the clothes of Jesus. And so like, I want to think about what that would look like. What would it look like to have Jesus-y patience today? What would it look like to have Jesus-y excitement about outreach? What would it look like to have just compassion the way Jesus has it? Like, and maybe that would be like glasses or something, or in your case, contacts.
That's amazing. I'm thinking about this and it's kind of funny. I'm thinking about, and this is probably like against our podcast, but I'm thinking about an old song that this is reminding me of.
Cool.
By someone who actually, like, sadly has like walked away from our faith, but okay. It is a really cool song, and it's, it's just like, we are known for a lot of times, like, what we put out and what we're representing and what we're wearing.
Right.
And, that's, it's a giveaway. It's a dead giveaway for who you are. And unfortunately, a lot of times for Christians, it's not an awesome thing that the things that we can get presented as and portrayed as because of the way people act when they're wearing these clothes, you know, like a lot of times things that are happening in the media and around the world are, and a lot of terrible things are done by Christians and portrayed in a bad way, because of, you know, in a lot of ways they have this outfit on, and I don't think it's the same one though. I really don't. Like, I don't.
Agreed.
It's a completely different thing, but I do think it's worth, I think it's worth thinking about, like, okay, this is what I'm donning today. This is who I'm known. And it adds a different element to how you live your life and how you walk around and the conversations that you have because of your exterior coating that you have on. I don't know if I'm going in the right path of that, but anyways, that was a little detour.
So this is funny, because the thing that you made me think about was the, there's a TV show on Apple TV Plus, which we got like a free year of that with our, when I got Christy's new phone.
Cool. I didn't know.
They just gave us a year.
That's awesome.
And so our buddy Rob, like, told me, you've got to watch the Ted Lasso. If you haven't watched the Ted Lasso, you need to watch it. So we watched it, and like, it's funny because like that show has like taken people by storm. Like, people are rewatching it. They're talking about it. Like, it's just one of these things of like, and all it is like this guy who goes into a situation that's an impossible situation. That's like an American football coach is going to be the coach of an English Premier League soccer team. It's like, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Right.
But, it's an impossible situation. Everybody hates him. And like the whole idea is like one by one, he's going to win everybody over. And watching that happen is about the most delightful thing in the world. It's just, it's endlessly attractive. Like, it's just like, I think that people who write about it, who don't know the Lord, would say that like, oh, it's just the power of positivity. And I don't think it's positivity at all. Having watched it, I literally think it's about two things. I think it's about acceptance and love. Like, that he has like an acceptance and a love that's like, it just draws people in. Like, and his celebration, it's like, yes, there's a lot of positivity, but like his acceptance and his love causes him to celebrate things that other people would bypass, and he celebrates big. And like, it's just so sweet. Like, there's a place where they, in that show, where a character gets promoted, and like the whole organization is in on the promotion. And they like draw this guy in, and like, and then they just like throw this huge party. And it's like it, I'm about to weep thinking about this scene. And it's just like, it's so kind. And when you think about like, that place in the scriptures where Jesus calls Matthew from his tax collecting booth, and Jesus just like, I want you on my team. Do you want to follow me? And like, it's just so kind. Like, his acceptance, his love of this guy is just so sweet. I love it so much. Like, in the, like, so in two of the Gospels, when they talk about the calling of Matthew or the calling of Levi, they say, in both Luke and Mark, they say there was a tax collector, and Jesus said, follow me. Tax collector named Levi. And in Matthew, when Matthew tells the story himself, he says, Jesus saw a man. And it's like, oh my gosh. It's just like, he didn't see a tax collector. He saw a human being.
Right.
He saw somebody he cared about.
I've never thought about
that. It's so sweet, you know? But it's just like, I have been clothed with Christ. What if I was that person that brought that Ted Lasso style energy, that acceptance and that love, just But that Jesus energy, it's like when I watch Ted Lasso and I watch him, like, just like people can't, the people that watch it, they can't stop talking about it. Mm. And it's like, in some, it's like in some way, that's the story of Jesus. That's the story of the Gospels. Mm. Is like when the Gospels came out, it was like that show. It was like, oh my gosh, like I can't put this down. I can't stop reading it. I can't get over this guy. Look at the way he accepts people. Look at the way he loves people. And it's like, I think about what you were just saying about people who are known for supposedly being Christians, but they're known for intolerance. They're known for exclusion. They're known for hatred. They're known for aggressiveness. They're known for stupid stuff, like being against science. And, you know, being the people that are like, they're going to flout compassion. And they're just like they're, I was in the grocery store last week, and there was one person in the whole grocery store who just refused to wear a mask, even though Food City asks you to please wear one when you're inside there. And it was a pastor in one of the local churches. And I was just like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, that sucks.
You wear Christ. Mm-hmm. Like, don't do it this way.
Right.
Like, do it the other way. Wear four masks. Mm-hmm. Like, just like,
right.
Be the most loving, mm-hmm. the Jesus-iest, you know? And anyway, that struck me when you talked about that. It was like, immediately I thought of like the fact that we do have people that supposedly represent Jesus, but don't. And then it just made me think of Ted Lasso.
Just cool. Like, I need to watch that show.
You got to watch it.
I need to watch it.
Yeah, you got to watch it.
I don't have anything else to add.
It was really, that was sweet.
Yeah, a short one.
Like, yeah, you've been clothed with Christ. So what could that mean for you today? Like, what is the difference that your outfit brings into your relationships?
Well, okay, I'm glad that when you restated that, it made me, I thought I was done, but you said that and it kind of gave me a sense of relief a little bit. That I felt like, I feel like my take on this the whole episode has been putting pressure on people, but for some reason when you said that, it took the pressure off me. Mm. Like, you've been clothed with Christ. That can be a bit of a freeing statement.
Yeah.
That takes away a little bit of, I don't know. I don't know what specifically about it. Just encouraged me though. Like, hey, don't forget that you have been you, and not from a sense of don't forget it because you have a big job to do today. Hey, let that set you free just a little bit.
You know what it's like? It's like, have you ever bought some clothes, like some clothing item that you just thought was really cool, but like you're also a little nervous to wear it just because like.
Yeah, I bought skinny jeans in 2014.
Yeah.
Which at that point they were probably 6 years in style. And it was the first time I bought a pair of skinny jeans and I put them on and I started laughing and then all my roommates started laughing. I sent them back right away. It was like, wow, this isn't it, man.
But like were you, okay, so when you went to Mass General and you bought like Hat Tom hat,
mm-hmm.
were you nervous at all to wear it in public?
Nah.
It's just so cool. It's like.
I was like, that's it. I don't care what anybody thinks about this. See, I'm wearing this.
Okay, so that's exactly where I'm driving to is like, I think the thought that to me is freeing in this concept is you've been clothed with Christ. Rock it. Just, you're already wearing Jesus's patience and compassion, his energy, I love the word energy. I love the way it's in our zeitgeist right now. Like to match somebody's energy, like, go ahead and match Jesus's energy.
Mm.
Like match his patience, his affection, his compassion, his eyes for acceptance, like his radical, crazy love. Like just go for it. Like just strut. Like just go ahead and strut.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that.
Hey, I had a thought a second ago, which was we always end the show with a song. And a lot of times the songs are by our good friend Zach Hughes, who sometimes goes under the moniker Oh Steady on Spotify. But he wrote a song one time that is one of the coolest songs ever because he kind of was like, it was kind of like if the now version of himself time traveled back to when he was in high school and we took him to Young Life camp and he was nervous to like let himself give himself to this tug from Jesus that was happening to himself. And he basically like, he time traveled and he said to himself like, hey, go ahead, do this. Like, look, like, you're going to love it over here. Like, let yourself go. I see that you want to, and I know that you're nervous, but like, go ahead and go for it. And I, what is it called? Like, wish you were here too, or something like that.
Wish you could be here too.
Wish you could be here too. I'm so bad at song titles. So we're going to play that song because I think there's a similar element in this of what we're saying of like, you've been clothed with Christ. Go ahead and strut. Go ahead and rock it. Thanks for joining us, guys. I'm Lee.
I'm Thomas.
This has been Ancient and New.
You're laughing like you mean it. It's been some time. And I'm glad I got to see it. And that smile you hide. Left your corner to jump right in. Now the moment's over, but you thought about it. I almost caught you slipping. You seem a little different. That person looks a lot like you. I know you'd rather witness these moments from a distance while everyone is missing you. Wish you could be here. You're dancing like you want to up on stage. Forget about tomorrow, just sing today. I almost caught you slipping. You seem a little different. That person looks a lot like you. And I know you'd rather witness these moments from a distance while everyone is missing. We're more than what we thought. We're more than